Welcome, everyone. It's always nice after our long break between the fall course and the winter course to come back. And I'm sure we have some new people in the room, so welcome to all the new people to Buddhist Studies. It's great to have you here. Make sure that you sign in, and for those who are new to the Buddhist Studies who are not on our mailing list, I have my computer. We'll get you on the mailing list before you go home so that you can get the resources. I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But just for the new folks, we have an optional sit at 7 o'clock, and it ends at 7:25. So you probably saw the note if you were in the lobby. We try to not have people come in then until after the bell rings at 7:25. And then we begin with a guided sit, or we actually begin with a chant that we'll do in just a moment, which is what I mentioned, that chant sheet some of you might want for the Three Refuges. And then we'll have a guided sit, and during the guided sit each week, we'll pick up some of the themes that we've been studying and use it directly in our meditation practice. Then usually a talk and discussion. Every other week we'll have small groups. This week we'll have small groups, and I'll talk about that at about 8:30. So settling in, we chant the refuges partly because it's just a beautiful thing for a group to do, to sing together in this way. But we want to connect these words, these Pali words, with what's most important in our hearts. So you may not like the Pali words or understand the Pali words, but it's each of our responsibilities to find a way to reflect on our refuge as we're singing and chanting. So taking refuge in Buddha, we're using that, you know, the word Buddha, we're using it as a placeholder for this aspect of the mind that's awake. We're literally taking refuge in wakefulness. And with Dhamma, we're taking refuge in the way it is. So what we find in life that's of real value is not running from the way it is, or being in denial, or trying to control the way it is, but opening to it. Being, in a sense, being willing to be transformed by the way that it is. Willing to come into alignment with the way that it is. And Sangha are the beautiful qualities, taking refuge in Sangha. We're taking refuge in all the beautiful qualities that arise when the heart is awake and connecting with the way things are, when the heart and mind is in alignment with the way things are. Something beautiful is expressed in our lives and other people's lives, when there's this Buddha, this wakefulness opening to the way it is. And we take refuge in that. But it's really our job, each of our jobs, to reflect on these refuges so that it's a meaningful activity to sing together in this way. So let's do that now. We repeat the refuges three times, taking refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha.
Gacchami. Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi
sitting posture now, posture that has a lot of integrity. So we're holding this value of comfort, caring for the body, stabilizing the posture, cultivating an uprightness that supports the clarity in the mind. And let's begin by opening to the experience of hearing now. Allowing the mind to express its natural sensitivity to sounds, the sounds that are coming and going. Allowing the mind to be receptive, open, sustaining this clear recognition that hearing is being known, sounds are being heard, and see if you can recognize the effortlessness of hearing. In a very real sense, hearing is just happening. Noticing the absence of a personal effort to hear. Hearing happens whether or not there's some sense of somebody trying to hear. So on the one hand, we're resting with this truth that there is this knowing of sounds. Sounds are being known. And notice if ever the mind creates the sense of a knower, somebody who's knowing the sounds, that sense of the knower isn't actually connected with the experience of knowing sounds. That the knowing of the sounds doesn't require, depend on the sense of a knower, somebody who's knowing the sounds. So just play between the sense or the experience of knowing sounds, and then you can even insert the one who's knowing, the knower, and see how they're different. They're not the same. Keep it simple. When in doubt, just rest in the experience of hearing. Trust that simple receptive quality of the mind. Knowing without a knower, that there needing to be a knower, or one who's knowing. Instead, there is just the knowing of sounds in this case. And don't be frustrated or averse if there is a strong sense of a knower. Take that opportunity to notice the difference between sounds being known and a sense of somebody knowing, the knower. You might even catch the flavor of independence, that the knowing of sounds is independent in some deep way, or natural, effortless. So we're training, learning to see the distinction between sounds being known and any sense of a knower. Seeing them as two distinct experiences in the mind. And now allowing the attention to open and know the sensations of the body sitting. So in the same open and receptive way, aware of the great range of physical sensations now that are coming and going. And again, we'll take up a particular training. So we're noticing the vibratory, moving quality of sensation. We're not focusing on any particular sensation, but it's more of a relaxed, wide open sensitivity to sensation. In a sense, we're sensitive to the buzz, the vibration of life now in the body, the full range of sensation. And of course, it's the habit of the mind to project images of the body and think about the body, but we're training now not to get stuck or identified with the images or the thoughts that might arise about the body. And instead to relax and ground in the actual vibration of sensation. And in this sense, the experience of vibration and sensation doesn't really actually have a shape or even a location. It's just sensation being known. And though we could have many thoughts and images about the body now, there isn't a single thought or image that adds anything of value to the knowing of the body, the knowing of sensation. The reality of sensations being known isn't dependent on any image or thought we have about the body. Learning to trust this non-conceptual, direct, immediate experience of sensations being known. No such thing as good or bad sensations, they're just sensations being known. when there is this simple and direct awareness of sensation, it's not relevant that it's my body, an old body or a young body, a healthy body or a sick body. It's just sensations being known. Nothing more and nothing less. Is it possible for the mind to relate in this very simple, direct way? Be content knowing sensation, allowing sensation to be. Can this be enough? So we're breaking the habit of making the body more than what it is. The body is sensation being known. Although we might have many, many stories about our body and about other people's bodies, in its essence, sensations are being known. And now finally, for the last 5 minutes, noticing in this relaxed place, notice the natural movement of thought and image in the mind. And in particular, we're interested in the arising of a particular thought and then that thought very quickly ceases. So you don't need to look hard for thoughts to arise. It's more about relaxing and trusting that a thought will arise and resolving to be interested in the actual arising of that thought as it appears in the mind and to sustain that interest until the mind notices that that thought is no longer there. It has ceased or disappeared. And if this appears to be difficult, you can practice by intentionally thinking a thought. For example, you can think the thought, I'm meditating now. And you can try this several times so that you'll know right before you think that thought that you're not thinking that thought. And then the thought arises and you notice it arise And then notice then when the thought's over. And then once you have some confidence, just sit in a comfortable way, aware of the body if that helps, and then notice when thoughts do arise and cease. Notice how ephemeral thoughts actually are, these little wispy bursts of energy, mental energy. The only necessary instruction is to intend to be relaxed, both in the mind and body. It might appear that the paying attention is suppressing the thinking. That's okay. Just practice being relaxed. Noticing any of the mental activity as something that comes and then very quickly goes. Sounds are being known, and sensations are being known, and thoughts are coming and going and being known.